How you doing? I'm Tim Cocker with this week's Radio Academy podcast, where I'm throwing the spotlight on the transition of a TikTok star to the audio space. Secret Mum Club with Safina is the latest podcast added to the stable at Audio Always. And look, I'm going to confess, before the launch of this, I wasn't aware of Safina, but millions are. And it is instantly obvious that alongside Emma Jones, who I was aware of from her role on the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, there's serious potential with this podcast. So I was keen to look under the bonnet. And so I ducked out of the heat and visited Audio Always, thankfully, beautifully air-conditioned studios at Salford's Media City to speak with social exec Ollie Thompson on working with a social media superstar and comedy exec Ben Cartwright, who I was keen to ask what it was he felt it was about Safina that made the guys there so keen to work with her.
I think she is amazing, quite frankly. And I think we've worked a couple of times now with people from social media to podcasting. We've worked with Abby Clark a couple of times, who's another comedian who is huge in this space and presented the It's Agatha Christie podcast for us last year. And we've just launched Worst Case Scenario with her. And she's got a big presence on TikTok. I think the thing with Safina that's worth pointing out is that she's telling stories on her platform. This isn't someone who's doing, although she does do some dances and she does do a lot of singing too, a lot of her content is telling stories about her day-to-day life of being a mum, and she does it very well, and she's connecting with audiences actually around the world. It's not just a UK thing with Safina. So I think that's the important thing for us, is someone who is already sort of opening up their lives on their social platform. It's not just someone who is jumping on trends and doing sort of bits that might go viral. They might get millions of views, but if they're just doing a specific thing that isn't related to the podcast that we want to create, then it's sort of a much riskier game. With Safina, we know that she's talking to those millions of mums and they're responding to her. So it was just about bringing her in and working with her to create this format that was a bit of an extension of that. And I think we've been in the studio now already 3 or 4 times, and I've absolutely loved it. I'm not with you guys. I'm down in London and she's based in the south. So she's come in here and just taken to it like a duck to water. And she's doing an amazing job as a podcast presenter just straight off the bat.
Was there a concept first and then you found the perfect person to deliver that? Or is this all about, it sounds like it's all about Safina and you've just created a vehicle that brings out the very best in her?
Yeah, I think with this one specifically, obviously we work in different ways depending on what we're creating, but with this one it was very much that we had spotted Safina on Instagram and TikTok. Specifically it was Paul Fernley, our head of partnerships at Audio Always, who spotted Safina and thought, this is someone who, as I mentioned, is telling amazing stories and has got that spark and that sense of humor and everything like that that would work in our Audio Always original slate. So then it was a case of, yeah, bringing together a format, yeah, that fit into her world and wasn't a million miles away, but also hopefully what we've created is something that's like, we always look for that podcast that has the one sentence description, as I know a lot of production companies and podcast creators will do. And the Secret Mum Club, I feel like we've got that.
Welcome to day one of the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
I'm Emma.
And this is a podcast to hear and share the secrets that us mums have been keeping to ourselves.
Let's be honest, we all have secrets, don't we? And as we know, sharing is caring.
So join us in this safe space.
You can be totally anonymous.
And be serious or silly.
Which kind of sums up the life of a mum, doesn't it?
Most definitely. Right, let's get into this, shall we? I'm excited, are you?
I'm so excited.
This is juicy.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Tell me about yourself.
Well, I've gone from TikTok to podcast.
Because I know you, obviously, as a TikTok star. But tell our listeners a little bit about you.
I am, yeah. I've gone from doing TikTok. It's been about 2 years. It was 2 years in January.
And you've got, like, let's not skip over the fact that you've got 2.5 million followers.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Which is huge.
Humongous.
How did it happen?
I have no idea.
I knew you were going to say
people
that.
People ask me all the time, and I'm like, I honestly don't know how I got here. I say to anybody, when people fall into this position and they want to do this, or they want to be,
and they're like, how do I do
an
it?
Influencer, how do I do it? Mm. You've got to not want it.
Yeah.
Don't want it. Just enjoy it, be yourself, and let the nation fall in love with you.
So, raw materials and the concept, both solid. So I wanted to find out about the development process when working with Safina.
With our other big titles, I guess the sort of Help I Sex My Boss is the big example, where William Hanson and Jordan North unbelievably were already friends going into that podcast, where Safina, we had to find that person, and sort of they're quite open about that in those first couple of episodes. So a big part of the development on this one was finding that person, that foil for Safina, who would be able to have a laugh with her. But also, I guess we often look for that point of difference as well. Again, we're not sort of ripping up that sort of the rule book with that. But yeah, we got Emma and Safina on a call and got them talking about being a mum. Obviously, Emma's child is younger than Safina's two children, so she's earlier on in her journey, which gives it a slight point of difference there. There are differences in characters that we're trying to build upon and trying to encourage in each of the episodes. And I think, I mean, we got into the studio of one of the many bank holidays that we've all loved and loathed over the last couple of months. And we were just able to have space and try the episodes and go through it. And I think, as I mentioned, I'm used to recording Help I Sex My Boss week in, week out with William and Jordan, who are now seasoned pros, having done it for 5 years, where Safina is used to recording into her mobile phone on her own, looking at herself on her iPhone. So I don't think she was used to having other people in the room. So every time, and it was just me, Soph and Emma, and every sort of after every junction, so we'd have the sort of like the catch-up bit and the sort of, oh, like getting to know each other at the start of the episode, and they'd do the bit and then look directly over to me for approval, I guess, which was lovely and very sweet. But it was like clear just from the outset, I was getting very excited, and I think I dropped a message into Slack on a bank holiday Monday, which is not good when other people are not working, but I was like, this is going to be great. And I think it is. So I think in terms of development, beyond those core elements of the format, and again, we look for those repeatable elements, you have to now have the how has your week been moment in the podcast. We've got a bit of a secret from our own life, which is interesting when she's sharing so much of her life already, that we're finding those little moments that maybe she doesn't want to share on the TikTok feed, where she's getting literally instant comments from thousands of people telling her what she's doing wrong. But we've had moments to do with bath time and bits like that, and we've had moments to do with accidentally shoplifting a chocolate bar or something. So these secrets that form a key part of Secret Mum Club, and then going on to that second half of the pod again, where we're so used to that format now with Help I Sex My Boss, where there's a few listener letters in the second half. So we've used those elements that we've seen such success from with our other pods and brought it to the Secret Mum Club, and it's working very well. And I think, yeah, there's going to be moments where there will be serious letters and dilemmas and conversations, I'm sure. But I think the big thing for us was harnessing that silliness of Soph, and that, yeah, that fun spirit that she has on TikTok and Instagram.
I have many a time been to the toilet with him on my lap. I have to kind of shimmy my trousers down with one hand, and then you got to do the one-handed wipe, and then, you know, yeah.
While squatting.
Honestly, quads of steel. And also, he's just obsessed with me at the moment. So sometimes even at home, I have to take him into the toilet with me.
I was going to say, do you ever go in the disabled...
Well, often when you're out, there's not accessible toilets, no. And you can't obviously just leave. I think it's not the done thing to leave your child in a buggy outside.
No.
So so you have to take them in with you. But obviously you're still in that, because what, yours are 6 and 5?
6 and 4.
6 and 4. Yeah. So you're still, what, taking them in with you?
No, I basically, this is really weird, I never really need the toilet. So what? I only ever go out I don't ever really need the toilet.
Are you dehydrated?
No, I drink loads. I just have a very, very strong bladder.
Camel bladder.
I like to just test the bladder, you know, test how much I can hold it. But we're in the bit now where we are boy and girl. He wants to go into his toilet on his own, but I can't help him.
Yeah.
And she wants to go in the toilet on her own, but obviously I can't be in two places at once. Mm,
and you can't really be in the men's toilets.
No, I can't. So I kind of had to, and I had this one scenario once. We went out and Colby wanted to go in the toilet on his own. So I had to stand outside the toilet, and every man that came out of the toilet, I just had to ask if they could check my son was okay. And it was so awful and I felt so bad. And like, one man come out and I was like, is there anybody else in there? And he was like, well, you can't, I don't want to go in there. I just want to shout to him and not feel like shouting to every man in the urinal. And I was just like, Colbs, are you doing okay in there? And he's like, yeah, shh.
She's also, I'm looking at Ollie now, social exec. She is prolific on social media. So has she taught you anything? Have you felt a little pressure? So, am I doing this wrong? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always learning. And social media is changing all the time. So it's impossible to say that I'm not learning anything new. But I think what's been great working with Soph is that she's so engaged. To be honest, when we like first started putting this together and had the pilots and stuff, we were very early stages in what we wanted it to look like as a podcast. Like we had a few chats, and whilst I think we all kind of liked the idea of having maybe like an illustrated design with lots of different elements that crop up on her videos and people would recognize that way, we thought actually having such a star, it's key that we get like a really strong photo to lead that artwork. And so whilst we were waiting for the photo shoot and for me to kind of piece together the design side of things, she was busy kind of getting the audience engaged already without us really having to do anything, just uploading those pieces to camera as she does in these lovely long videos. And so as soon as we had the podcast feed ready to go and the artwork ready as well, she had the audience already engaged. There were loads of people really keen for the podcast, and straight away the first episode came out pretty much at the same time that the artwork was there. So it all happened straight away. And that was something perhaps we've not done before. We've always like had the logo and then like teased it, knowing exactly what it would look like. But to work that different way was really, really, like really beneficial actually, because then as soon as we launched, we ended up fourth on Spotify, and we're now in the new and noteworthy for Apple Podcasts, and loads of people are listening to it already in the first week. So it's worked out really well.
And you just said that you're always learning, things are always changing. So is there any little nugget you can give at the minute, best practice right now, the sort of thing that the rest of us will catch up with in a few months' time, unless we're listening to savants like you?
Sure. Yeah, I'd say one thing that comes to mind is end cards. Like, we've spoken to TikTok recently, and they've always said, like, stay clear from end cards, because they want it to seem as if everything's been made in-app. And we were kind of looking at other people's TikToks and things, and we found that actually, like, a small, short end card at the end of the video, making it really clear, like, what the identity of the podcast is, where they can find it, is really key for kind of closing the loop of awareness about the podcast. You've got, like, a funny conversation. Okay, it's taken from a podcast. Where can I find it? And then they go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So I think, yeah, that's quite a good one.
And another word that Ollie just mentioned a moment ago that I just want to pick up with the pair of you, actually, Ben, as well. You talked about engagement, and you were talking about that from the perspective of Soph, but I'm curious about what you're learning about audiences now as they evolve.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of production companies would say the same, especially with these original podcasts, as we're calling them, or whatever, however you want to phrase that, that you really want, for one, a presenter that's super engaged. And that's like a big part of, again, why Soph has been such a brilliant person to work with. We're seeing her sharing on her platforms the excitement of being on New and Noteworthy and being on the top of the charts and things like that. This isn't someone who's coming into the studio and then recording, then sort of forgetting about the podcast. She's very much involved in the whole process, which is amazing. But I think, yeah, that the wider engagement thing is something that we've been super proud of building. Again, I'll mention it with Help I Six My Boss, and we're just in the middle of our competition in conjunction with Amazon Music, Diva España, where we're taking over 20 of our listeners across to Benidorm with us for a one-off live show and a summer holiday for them in August, which is a pretty wacky idea. It's out of, I don't know if there's many podcasts that would do it, and certainly probably wouldn't do it to Benidorm if they were going to give away a holiday. But we've done it, and the engagement, I don't think we ever had as much engagement on an idea as we've had on this one. And we've had, in the first week of the competition, thousands of entries. And I know, again, that's with a lot of our colleagues, Ollie and mine, have got a background in commercial radio. And I know that sort of competition you'd hear on commercial radio still to this day, sort of every week, I'm sure. But in the podcast space, isn't something that we've seen elsewhere. So, yeah, in terms of creating an idea that sort of engaged with our audience, that is perfect. I think the interesting thing, I guess, in terms of maybe with Soph and still with Sexted is we've now got with Sexted nearly 1 million followers on TikTok. I can say that we don't have 1 million listeners currently. So there are people there that are engaging with our visual content that aren't yet jumping on listening. So I think that's our big challenge and something that's always on our minds, Ollie's and mine, when we're chatting in meetings is, yes, we want people to follow the podcast on Instagram or TikTok or wherever. We want them to follow the talent that we're working with. But how do we then get them from commenting on a video saying, this is hilarious, you two are great, to then pressing play on a Spotify or an Apple podcast? Because as the business name suggests, audio always, we do now flirt with video a lot. So maybe we should be video sometimes as well. But I think it always has to come back to the podcast. So yeah, working away of getting that engagement just from the social feeds into the audio feeds is such a huge priority for us as well.
But I think it's a really revealing point as well that you make. And for people, because podcasts have, you know, been around for quite a while now, a lot of people think, oh, surely that's it. It's as much as it can go. But I think you've touched upon the amount of growth that is still there in this space, right?
Yeah. And it's I mean, that's the thing with a platform like TikTok that just feels like it changes the game because it's going global as well. And that's, I obviously, you're not fully aware, we can't see the stats as much as Soph did, but talking about her audience, she's getting people from around the world. And we're seeing that with the listeners that she's bringing in, that they're in the US, they're everywhere. I mean, it's obviously, again, our focus is probably the UK audience, if we're being honest, but to like have that talent who's like just talking to people everywhere is really exciting as well.
It's also really cool. I saw someone make a comparison in the music industry. Maybe it was something from radio, but TikTok, unlike any other social media platform, that's kind of, because I worked at a social media marketing agency before, and it was often very hard to make people convert or jump around from, say, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. But you can see there's a direct correlation of people who've had hits in the music world on TikTok actually having those streams back on Spotify as well. So unlike any of the other platforms, and I don't know exactly why, it has got a trajectory of being people background to make an action and click listen on a podcast or a favourite song.
Well, maybe this is why Soph and Emma are singing so much.
That's it.
Those songs can become viral memes on TikTok.
That's it.
That's the dream. Yeah.
So what does success look like if you could, I don't know, if you could wave a wand and in a couple of years' time, what do you imagine this could be?
That's a good question.
I think for us, we're obviously 1 week in and we are very happy with the 1 week we've had. I think for us would be to harness that audience that Soph has already got and create that community of listeners. We've had such a good example with Help I Sexed My Boss. And I'm sitting in the studio space that has come about through some of Sexed My Boss's success. And I think we've now got a listener base there who will buy the book, who will enter a competition to go to Benidorm, who will fill out venues around the country to come see a live show. And I think we're always hungry to recreate that and go bigger than that. So I think with our podcast at Audio Always, I think that's the thing we're looking to do. We're looking to not rush into things. This is very much a marathon, not a sprint, in terms of creating communities around a podcast. So continue with that trajectory of a great launch, and then hopefully by the end of it, I mean, I think about all the sort of the in jokes and the little things that listeners love. 1 week in, we're already talking about one story where a child walks in their parents in the bedroom, shall we say, and the explanation that the parent gave to the child was that the husband, I think, was scratching, daddy was scratching my legs, I think was the phrase that was told to the child, which already feels like it probably should be on a t-shirt. So I don't think that episode is out yet. So I think success for us is that community of people who are super engaged in the podcast and all the opportunities that come from that. And I think, we love working with Soph and she's as excited as we are by things like new and noteworthy and getting decent chart position and whatever like that. So success is not just the podcast, is it, anymore? It's everything around it as well.
Yeah, and I'd say to add to that as well, we're probably saying engagement in all sorts of terms at the moment in this podcast, but to keep the presenter engaged throughout the entire journey is like crucial, and yeah, like we've said already, it's so excited. And just to keep that ball rolling, I think is key. One thing I forgot to mention was we did the photo shoot, and then to decide on which of the main photos we'd like on the logo, we asked people like which was their favorite, and we just asked them to pick from four. And it's probably one of our most engaged social media posts that we've had as a company across all of our podcasts. And it was my long job to try and like figure out which is the best voted for one. But yeah, just keeping everyone engaged all the way through, both audience and our hosts, will be key to its success.
Well, being a dad rather than a mum, but nevertheless, being someone who works in this audio space, one thing I will say that you've managed to create in just two episodes, second one out today as we record this, is real clarity about who your audience is, about the relationship between your hosts. And I think you're onto an absolute winner. So thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate
it. No worries.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.
It's exciting, isn't it? And I think the biggest takeaway is, again, just how much growth there still is in this audio space. And a lot more stars are going to come, from TV, but also, as we're now finding, more and more from social media too. And thanks again to Ollie Thompson and to Ben Cartwright and the whole team at Audio Always. And I wish them and Safina and Emma the very best of luck with the launch of Secret Mum Club. It's making me wonder, am I actually going to have to do this whole TikTok thing? Not sure I'm ready for that. Maybe never will be, but I will give the podcast a listen. Thank you very much for listening. And a reminder, the Radio Academy membership, it costs just £3 a month. It pays for all our work promoting excellence in radio and audio, and it gives you access to more than 120 videos on our website and the entire social calendar as well. All those networking opportunities at the upcoming summer socials. Details online too.